All right.
No more technical difficulties here, Crystal.
As soon as Dave fixes the view here.
All right, we're good.
Okay, so we're coming at you from Arthauser Arena in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. Once again, we're on the road, but we chose this venue to do our first countdown show of the year, actually, because we have a few really exciting things coming up.
Big announcements.
Big announcements. One, we couldn't wait to announce them. Two, it's because Dave likes to spring countdown shows on me.
So we were thinking about maybe doing some more MVP Day shows in 2016.
We were discussing it briefly.
Crystal had asked me to make sure that I duly informed her before I started planning more MVP Day shows. And so this time what I decided to do...
He informed me via the interwebs.
So what I did is I actually built the registration portal. I put the dates up on the registration portal. I informed the sponsors. I actually created attendee tickets.
I started
selling into the event. And that's why I actually let Crystal know that we were going to be running more MVP Day shows, because that way she couldn't say no. As a co-founder and co-organizer of the event, once they're live on the interwebs, you can't take that back. Once the Twitterverse knows that MVP Days is coming to a venue near you, can't go back from that. Our fans need us. We have a lot of fans.
All four of you, we appreciate.
No way. We have hundreds of thousands of viewers around the world. That's what my Channel 9 statistics tell me.
More than four people have watched our videos. That is true. All right, so back to the matter at hand. We actually have two things to announce. One is that our MVP Days show will be coming back. Please excuse the sound of children in the background. That's what happens when you pick a public locale to do these presentations. But most importantly, it is not just going to be in Canada this year. We are actually foraying into the U.S., which is very exciting for us. The first of these shows being in Atlanta. Coming up quite close here in September, on September 24th.
At the 12 Hotel downtown
Atlanta.
The
12 Centennial Park, yes.
Yes, there are two 12 hotels. So you want to make sure that you're actually going to the right one. So
12 Centennial Park.
So we have it listed on the registration portal with the right hotel to be going to. And we have had that mistake in the past, other MVP Day shows where people have come to register
at
the wrong event. And that tends to be a little bit troublesome.
That's what happens when someone posts it on the internet before having me do the work.
No, it makes things a lot more fun, Crystal.
It does. It makes them really fun for me.
So when we take a look at the spirit of MVP Days, is there anything that's going to be new for this year's MVP Days?
Well, there will be lots that's new, but we're going to talk about Atlanta first, which is the one closest at hand and the one we're really, really excited about. Like I said, it is our first foray into the U.S., but it also has another first coming along with it, which is Ignite Cup.
So Ignite Cup is going to be an exhibition hockey game. We've run similar events in the past through some friends of mine that work over at Citrix, and we called it Citrix Summit Cup.
Yes.
And so for approximately the last 10 years, we've been doing this at other industry conferences. And for the first time, there was enough of us that I knew that were coming to Ignite that played, and enough people that wanted to come out and make a fun event around it. We decided to actually formalize it.
Yep.
So we've rented some ice. We've arranged a bus to bring
you from MVP Days to Duluth back to the 12th Centennial.
How far away is Duluth from Atlanta, Crystal?
It's about 20 miles and about 50 minutes is what they tell me with the bus ride. It's on a Saturday, so it should not be too bad for traffic. So we're planning everything based on worst case scenario and hoping for best case scenario.
And so once we do get the bus confirmed, the bus is always prioritized for players at the venue.
Once
the additional seats open up for spectators, we will have limited seating on the bus. So we'll open up a separate set of tickets for registration for that. So make sure that once we get those out, that if you want a seat on the bus, you'll have to register. It will be on a first-come, first-served basis for the spectators. After that, it is, like I said, it's about a 20-mile ride over to the venue.
Absolutely. And you can let me know. You can message me. I am on Facebook, Twitter and all that. So if you really do think you will be needing a spot on that bus, please do let me know.
At Super Crystal One.
At Super Crystal One.
Or at MVP Days.
Or at hashtag Ignite Cup. I'm following that right now as well. So if you do think you really would like a spot on that bus, please do let me know. Or even when you register for your ticket, right here, because I'm going to make Dave put the link right there.
Here.
No, down.
Okay. We'll find somewhere to put it.
So we'll put the link there to register. Like I said, there are spectator and player tickets available. There are sponsorship opportunities available still, as well as volunteer spots available, which
for the first time, for the first time ever, we're going to have volunteer scorekeepers, announcers.
It's all guest, the first time ever. It's the first Ignite Cup.
Guest DJ Joey Snow. Hello, Joey. If you watch this, because now we've mentioned your name inside of our show, that means that you are now obliged to come spin for us at our event. That's how that works, right?
Is that? I'm sure that's how his package.
I think
works.
That's how his booking. So
that's how you book Joey.
His agent.
You
his say, agent will find this.
Joey, we would like you to come, and he shows up.
Exactly.
Okay. By no means saying that he'll be there, by the way.
We're just
don't hold us to that.
We're just hoping that he'll grace us with his presence.
All right, I'm going to look at my list quickly. So we did mention there'll be some food after the game and drinks at the bar that's actually at the rink. So that's all included with your tickets if you do register. Should I say when you register?
Can we just jump into some quick logistics around the actual MVP Days event?
Yes, that's...
So for the MVP Days event, we've had a few questions that have come back since we launched. And we've actually had these questions with almost every MVP Days event that we've run. And the question is this event just for Microsoft MVPs or Microsoft employees? And the answer is no, absolutely not. This event is open to everyone. It is a community event. It just gives MVPs some speakers from Microsoft a chance
MVP
to share
Days
their knowledge.
Is. MVP Days is a community roadshow where the presenters are MVPs. It gives you a chance to get up close and personal with the MVPs, to ask them your questions, for them to share their knowledge with the IT community in a more personable and face-to-face way. It's actually been
the last run,
30 some odd, an average of 30 some odd MVPs at every show.
Yep.
And it's been a great experience, both for the MVPs as well as the IT community.
Absolutely. And, you know, our feedback that we've had is great. And I think we've hit over, 12 cities in the past. So this isn't our first run of putting the show on. We've had such great feedback. We incorporate that feedback always into every single show that we do.
I get a lot of feedback on the food.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
But you know what? I get a lot of great feedback on the food.
Exactly.
We feed you well.
And we're going to be having some super cool prizes that we have. Crew over at the Live 360 Tech Mentor events, which their next one's going to be in Orlando, featuring some amazing speakers, have donated a full conference pass for us.
Yes.
And we're actually going to throw in a $750 travel credit with that as well to help get you there.
Yes.
So you're going to have a pretty close to all expenses paid pass trip to the Live 360 event. As close as we can get you.
Yes.
It's still going to be a very affordable conference. The actual overall value of that package is over $3,000.
And to make
we'll be having
it,
that as a grand prize. So that's pretty cool.
To make it even better, you also get to attend an MVP Days there.
Exactly. Exactly.
That will be one of our other dates. So we actually have Atlanta, Seattle, Orlando. We're going to start off the 2017 year back in Canada in Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver. And then in May, I believe we're heading to New Orleans.
Yes, yes. Super exciting. And you know what? What's cool is that the show has kind of taken on a bit of a life of its own over the last few years. And our feedback and support that we've had from our amazing sponsors is what actually helps us to be able to put on these shows. So first and foremost, our diamond sponsor that we have has stepped up again for the second time in a row, Veeam Software. So all of our friends out at Veeam, thank you guys very much. Without your support, we would not be able to do this.
Absolutely.
We've got for the fourth time now coming through our friends over at Grid Store now.
Yep.
currently rebranded to Hypergrid.
So I don't think you're supposed to announce that before they announce that.
What's that? No, it's all announced. It is announced. And for the fourth time in a row as well, we have our friends over at Microsoft. So our friends over at Microsoft are sponsoring the show once again. Thank you guys very much. It's our first run coming through the States. And we have new and more exciting sponsors that are lining up in behind
us.
If we have forgot you, don't worry. We're going to catch you in the next countdown
show. Not new and more exciting, but more and new and exciting.
Yeah, exactly. It's all good. You all know.
They're all exciting.
It's a Dave-ism, okay? So don't worry about it.
So, yeah, we've got sponsors coming in. We're working with new MVPs as well. So traditionally, we've been using a lot of the MVPs. We've been lucky enough to have a lot of the MVPs.
But talk into the microphone.
Sorry. We have had a lot of MVPs from Canada do our show, and we're very excited to get to know the U.S. MVPs as well.
Yes, and we have a very exciting guest speaker that has now been confirmed from Microsoft, the one, the only, Ed Wilson, the scripting guy.
Yes,
so we're going to be having some amazing sessions, and cross our fingers, Energized Tech, Mr. Sean Kearney, and his pet PowerShell Polly could be making an appearance. They're working on some travel because his travel didn't get him in until the Sunday. So he's looking at actually rebooking all of his flights in order to come into the show.
He does not want to miss an MVP day.
Thank you very much, Colin Smith, who is his boss, that is going to approve that travel for him.
Thanks, Colin.
Colin, it's, you know, your help in all of this is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely.
So travel.
That's at SurfaceMist, by the way.
Exactly.
So a little plug for Colin there.
Sean, don't worry about that. Your travel just got approved because you want to know why? It just got approved on the internet.
That's right. Dave told me if it's on the internet, you can't take it back.
Exactly. So okay. I just approved that for Colin.
Okay. So one important thing, we do still have some speaker spots available as well. So I would very much like to, I'd like to announce that we do have the session submission open. And I'm going to make Dave...
It is going to be right around here.
I was just
going to
say, make Dave put it right about here again. But it's an easier way this year to submit your sessions. You will be notified if you're accepted. And,
new speaker management portal is what we call it.
That is what we call it.
And I got a question for you. Do you have to be a Microsoft MVP to speak at MVP Days, Crystal?
So here's the thing. You do not actually have to be an MVP. But you do... preferably have to be interested in pursuing your MVP. And every session will have an MVP presenting. But co-presenters, if you have a session and you're not yet an MVP, what we will do is we'll pair you up with an existing MVP in the area that you're interested in, and you will co-present with them, or they will be up there with you just to assist you if you'd like. But every session will have an MVP in it, but that doesn't mean you have to be an MVP to submit a session.
Do you know what I like to call MVP days, Crystal? I like to call it build an MVP because it's giving a platform and a place for potential and future MVPs to showcase their abilities. Getting speaking spots at conferences can be very difficult. And I'm proud to announce that through the run over the last 3 years at MVP days, we have had three new MVPs that have spoken at MVP days actually help them get there. Number one was our friend Emil Cabot.
Yes.
Number two was our friend and colleague over at Veeam Software, Clint Wyckoff. And actually Simon Perryman from Five9 Software spoke in MVP days before he got his MVP as well. So you know what? We get that question a lot, and we do encourage anybody that's out there to make the submissions.
Absolutely.
We do have a selection committee that reviews all of them very diligently.
It does not guarantee you your MVP, so
no,
let's
it does
just
not.
Be clear on that, but it does help.
Yeah. Anything that you can do in the community to
Absolutely.
Help the community all helps.
And that's exactly what this event is about. It is all about engaging the community. So come out, get to know your local MVPs. We try to use as many local MVPs as we can for every show. Get to know them. They're a great, vast amount of knowledge just waiting to be tapped. And they're just as personable as Dave.
I'm very personable. Come up and say hi. I'll buy you a beer. No problem.
Please, approach Dave.
Or a pop. Pat him on or the a back. Pop if you don't drink beer.
There you go.
Soda, if, depending on what part of the
country. You just offered to buy everybody that watches this a beer.
No problem. If you watch this, Crystal will buy you a beer. That could be thousands of beers.
It's on
the internet.
I'm not shipping you a beer. You must actually come find me, preferably at an event, not at home, thank you. And I will buy you a beer.
That's some stalkers.
Okay. Anyway, back on track. So we have announced Atlanta.
Yes.
We have announced Ignite Cup. If you have any questions, you can follow hashtag Ignite Cup. You can tweet me at SuperCrystal1. You can tweet Dave at Dave Kawula. You can tweet at MVP Days.
Yes.
All those are being monitored. We will hit you back at some point. Preferably, probably quickly.
Yeah, Crystal stays on top of that social media stuff, right?
The what?
Social media.
What's that?
The tweetering.
Oh, the tweetering. Yes, yeah. I try to stay on top of the tweetering.
She's got a tweetometer.
Okay, anyway. So don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to ask questions. I look forward to seeing as many of you there as possible. Do register early because I am limited on capacity. Just like any event, once they're gone, I cannot. So unlike some of my previous events, I should actually say I cannot open up additional tickets. So once we're sold out, we're sold out. So register. And if you do register, please make sure you're going to be able to attend. And if you're not going to be able to attend, please let me know as soon as possible so we can open up that spot for someone else.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a fantastic event, great platform. And hey, look
and
forward
to
seeing.
If you can't come out to MVP Days, you're still welcome to come to Ignite Cup.
Both are 100% free events. There's absolutely no cost to any of the attendees coming out, and that's what our sponsors have helped us out
with. Both are going to be amazingly great fun. We always, always have a blast at these events.
All right. Well, that's Crystal and Dave signing off for the first countdown show for MVP Days 2016-2017. Thank you guys very much.
Our apologies for the screaming children and random noises in the background.
Whatever. Makes the shows more fun.
That's right.
We'll see you all
soon.
We'll see you all soon. And if you don't catch the next countdown show, we'll see you in Atlanta.
Bye.